I can't believe what you told me. You knew that I'd never hit and tell. You got me right where you want me. Ooh, with candy apples and sweet caramel. Baby, I won't say a word. No, we can keep it discreet. Darling, no one in the world is just between you and me. If I gotta be your thing,
backseat lover,
cruising down the street
to nowhere.
If I gotta be your thing,
backseat lover, man,
well, let's get it on, man. Ooh, I seen you with your girlfriends pretending like you never heard. Ooh, you look a little nervous. You wanna know if your secret is safe. Baby, I won't say you.
Yeah. Mayor Hawthorne, live on KCRW, coming to us from the Village Studios this morning. That is a prime time band you got with you.
Are we live?
Are we live?
That sounds live.
Yeah, Mayor Hawthorne and the Brunch Bunch. The Breakfast Club.
You guys are going to be ready for Friday night at the Hollywood Palladium.
Yeah, we've been working hard, man.
Well, you just sound like you just keep getting better.
That's the goal, hopefully.
So tell us.
I start getting worse, and that's when it's time to hang it up.
We'll let you know, okay?
All right, please do.
We'll keep you in check.
Please.
Tell us about the concept of this album, Where Does This Door Go? Is that to say that you were just kind of leaving it wide open to where this process would take you?
Yeah, I pretty much just threw every rule that I had away. I had a lot of rules on the first two records, and then I decided it was time to throw all the rules out, and the only rule that I kept was that it had to be fun.
Had to be fun.
Yep, fun is number one.
You know, also this is a very polished production. You've got some star-studded contributions here.
Yeah.
You have Pharrell, you have Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Was this in your mind, you know, a play for a much bigger audience? Because it feels like it's very, you know, it feels like you really tried to craft an album that was on a whole other level. You know, it's not like you were mucking about with underground trends or sounds or ideas. I mean, it feels very, very polished.
Well, I worked with some amazingly talented people on this record. Yeah, shout out to Pharrell Williams, who actually won Producer of the Year.
Yep.
Which included some of the songs that he did for my album. It was really just about doing something new, though. It was about trying to do something totally different. I had produced the first two albums myself, and it was time to move on and try something new.
Well, you know, as I mentioned in the intro, this album made my personal top 10. It's one of the most played records here at KCRW. But, you know, we are your base. You know, we're your core fans. And I can't help but feel like this album is still an underappreciated gem. You know, I feel like it still needs, more people need to know about this record.
Well, I appreciate y'all, everybody at KCRW and all the listeners out there spreading the word. And
well, yeah, we got to continue to get the word out.
Get it out to some more people.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's what this tour is about, right?
That's what it's all about.
So what's the extent of
that's
the tour?
That's what it's all about.
How many dates are you on the road?
We have like 25 days or something like that. We're out for 5 weeks here in the U.S. We're coming to a city near you if you're listening on the interweb.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to Friday with Quadrant. Are you a fan? Did you choose them personally to open?
I'm a Quadrant fan. I like Robin Hannibal a lot.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, tell us, you know, back on the album, I want to explore this a little more. Did what song really surprised you in terms of what it ended up being
on my record?
Yes,
I think that last one that we did, Allie Jones, I worked on that with a producer named Oak from Pop and Oak, and that was one of the few songs actually that I had written on my own. I wrote it while I was on the tour for the last record, How Do You Do, and when I brought it in the studio, I just had this like completely fleshed out vision of how that song should be, and it came out completely different than I had envisioned it, but it came out way better. So yeah, I mean, you know, you never know.
I love that song, but I've never been able to play it because there is some
there is a bit of profanity,
some language issues,
my potty mouth.
We need to do a radio edit for that.
Yeah, we do. Well,
but,
I'll do one for you. Well, I just did one live for you, right?
You did.
How about that?
We appreciate that. Ariana appreciates that.
All right.
But there is there's plenty of options for me to play. You know, I play Crime, Stars Are Ours, her favorite song, Wine Glass Woman. So that there is loads for us to get into. Talk a little bit about working with Pharrell on a couple songs.
It was pretty miserable, really. Like, he's not very fun to work with.
did he wear that hat in those sessions?
No, he did not wear the Arby's hat in the sessions. No, I'm clearly joking. He was he is so brilliant, and the thing that really struck me about Pharrell is that he is, after all these hits and all these years that he's been doing it, I mean, he started in the 90s with writing songs with Teddy Riley, and he's been doing it for so long, and he came in every day to every session, like, so enthusiastic and so ready to make music, and he was still so passionate about making music, and it was really inspiring to see.
And Kendrick Lamar is featured on the song Crime.
Yeah, Kendrick.
He nominated for Best New Artist at the Grammys this year. What was it like hooking up with him?
Well, I had gone up to Malibu Beach with a couple of homies a few weeks before I recorded that song, and we all got fined. We got tickets for like a couple $100 a piece for drinking a glass of wine on the beach. And which is something that we do like all over the world when we tour in South America and, you know, Europe. And I was so ticked off by that I went in the studio and I came up with that song Crime. And it was sort of like my version of NWA's F the Police. And Kendrick being from Compton, you know, where NWA is from, it's only seemed right that he'd be the special finishing Mortal Kombat move on that one.
You channeled your frustration into a positive positive way.
Yeah, you know, it's all about having fun and staying positive for sure.
You know, as a DJ, I love to connect the dots with music, old and new, and, you know, that's what we do. And I find myself, every time I play Stars Are Ours, I always want to play Steely Dan, Reeling in the Years. It's always, you know.
Can you please do that?
I do that. Please, I did that yesterday.
But Steely Dan.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like some of this record is really inspired by that smooth,
absolutely,
you know,
it is. I'm glad that's apparent.
Yeah.
Myself and Pharrell Williams are both really big fans of Steely Dan. Pharrell produced that song Stars Are Ours, and we decided we wanted to go there, but I think, you know, even people that love Steely Dan as much as myself and Pharrell can agree that there's nothing very sexy about Steely Dan. It's kind of music for nerds. And so we tried to just, you know, borrow a little of that, but keep it sexy.
Very nice. Well, again, thank you for remembering us, coming through KCRW and playing for us from the Village Studios as we head into your second set. Everybody, keep in mind, we do have tickets and autograph copies of Where Does This Door Go from our guest Mayor Hawthorne and band on 89.9 KCRW.
Yum on!
No. Hey! Ho! Hey! Ho! Hey! Ho! Sister schoolwork is ready. I was high as a kite. We'll gather around the kitchen table now, and we're coming back to life.
balcony. There'll be hell to pay tomorrow. Ooh, back in class.
That's Mayor Hawthorne and band this morning, and they appear live at the Hollywood Palladium Friday with Quadrant opening. KCRW is proud to present. We've got 5 autographed copies right now of Where Does This Door Go, along with 5 pairs of tickets for our members. Check out the show Friday night. If you have not won a giveaway from us in the past 90 days, you qualify. Call us at 877-600-KCRW. That's 877-600-5279. These CDs, tickets available to our current members only, first come, first serve basis. And they are non-transferable, so don't even try that. Wow. Can we give a nod really quick to your band?
Yeah, hell yeah. Joseph Abrams on bass. Quincy McCrary on keyboards, Cristiano on guitar, and on the drums, Mr. Quentin Emmanuel Joseph. The Breakfast Club, Brunch Bunch.
Nice. Nicely done. Well, man, thank you again for coming through. Have fun on the road there.
My pleasure. Will do.
And
thanks for having us.
Yeah, let's see you back here next time.
Righteous.
All right.